I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
He's been waiting so long
with
to do
me,
that.
Vicky Hanlon, and also me, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
That's me throwing my voice. And today's guest is the always effervescent, or should I say, schweffervescent,
copyrighted,
Timothy Clark.
Not.
Hello, it's me.
Wait, it's you, or is this me talking?
This is like the movie Split.
Okay.
You haven't seen, but I'm assuming it's just one guy playing multiple roles.
I think or, so. I think that's what it's about.
Like Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like Fight Club.
Are we allowed to...
Brad Pitt was Edward Norton the whole time. Like, he wasn't actually in the movie. They just made him up to look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I was thinking this episode, mm-hmm. we could talk about family.
Okay.
In the sense that I've been thinking recently...
About having a family?
Yes. I've got some news.
Oh, my God. That's why that cider's in your hand. You're like, no.
And it's a hard cider, too. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking recently about how family is a really interesting thing because you're blood related to someone, you're supposed to like them.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, a lot of my family fuck me off. Like, I hate them. I just recently spent an elongated period of time with mm-hmm. my extended family. And I just think to myself, fuck. Like, if you were a person I met at a party,
yep.
I would walk away from you.
Fair enough.
Straight
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's like not my close, like my mum. My mum is like, love her.
Natalie Tressiter, she's the best.
She is the best.
Shout out to you, Nat.
She will love that. She'll love a shout out. But...
What you doing off this podcast, Nat? What are you doing?
Hit on her mum.
I'm interested in starting a family.
Yeah, I'd love you in my family. This is a proposition.
Can you
so
imagine
you...
if you were her stepdad?
I think I'd go a little something
like
this.
Oh, no.
You're not leaving the house in that get-up, young lady.
I am 26 years old.
And you'd have to move to Sydney, or you'd have to get Natalie to move to Melbourne.
I reckon mum will probably move to Melbourne at some stage.
Oh, works perfectly.
Then yeah. That's fine.
It's a match made in heaven. Except you're both taken already by other people.
Yeah, I'm already taken. Taking the bloody piss, mate. So family is a strange thing.
Yeah, this is what it... Because also, when you get older, you kind of create your own family, which is like, you know, either with us, our relationship partners, and...
You're also, my family, Emily.
And yeah, and also yeah. friends. Yeah. Like, I think you really, like, surround yourself with... Like,
what I'm
this...
saying is I'm very alone.
No.
And happy about it.
Well, yes. Yes.
Alone, not lonely. Yeah. I said alone.
Well, you're not alone either, because me and Tim.
Yeah, no, I've got you two. That's it.
Which family member do you reckon I'd be? Sister?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my younger sister.
Yeah.
What annoying cousin?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That was actually what I was going to say.
But that cousin that you can, like, tolerate because they're, like, quite funny.
Yeah.
And, like...
I don't have one of them, so
no, neither
nice.
Do I.
Neither do I.
I have very few cousins, and they might... One of them might listen to this, so, oh, well.
I have...
Shout out to you, Nat Hanlon.
I have one... No, I was going to say one cousin. I have, like, 10 cousins.
I have four, and only four, and they're all on my dad's side because my mom's an only child.
Yeah.
So...
To timestamp this podcast
yes.
a little bit, we just recorded the live episode here
yeah,
in the
that you would
Comedy
have heard
Festival.
However long ago that I decided to put it up.
Yeah.
And as a callback to that, you, Emily, emceed a wedding last night. So did you see a lot of the family there?
Yes.
Like, I'm assuming that this is what tipped you off in the first place.
I'll give you a little example for an example. Cool. Mm-hmm. So I rocked up to where the ceremony was happening, and I was going to later. Yeah, it was in Brisbane. I was going to later MC the wedding, so I was still like, and I had not prepared at all. So
you had months. I know I said this on the live one, which people have heard, but you had months.
Yeah, I understand that, but I also have priorities. So
yeah, fair enough. No, that's fair.
So I'd a lot of
reality TV shows to watch.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm really bringing this up because we didn't really talk much about the wedding in that live episode. Yeah. So was there any like big, huge? Family row that's happened?
Oh, yeah. Was there someone that was like, I object?
There was no row. No one objected. It all
can
went out.
Can you still do that, they say?
They didn't ask.
I don't think they actually do.
They don't ask.
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because someone's going to make a joke.
Yeah. It'll be like that. The uncle that thinks he's super funny will like be
that's
like,
that's you.
Yeah. Oh, that is me.
Yeah.
The uncle?
That thinks they're super funny.
Yeah. Also the funny cousin. It's getting weird. There's so many family members.
One day you'll probably be an uncle. You have brothers and sisters.
Yeah, but they're not gonna have kids.
Really?
Yeah. You're... One wants to travel, one wants to have dogs, and one's super ugly.
Do you want to have kids?
No, I don't.
Okay.
At this point in my life, no, I don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who knows if that's gonna change?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You never know.
I do. I'm not.
You don't want kids and you know that. Yeah.
But
yeah,
also I'm 34, so like clock's ticking if I had one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You'd have to kind of have made the decision already. And then. But so to give you an example of like how this wedding played out, I'll give you two examples.
Yeah.
Firstly, I rock up to where the ceremony is. All of my like aunties, uncles and cousins and stuff are standing around. There's like a huge group of them. My mum goes, I probably don't help the situation because my mum goes around the circle and like gives them all a hug and a kiss and says, hey, like, nice to see you. Uh-huh. And I just walked into the circle and was like, hey, everybody.
What's up?
Yeah.
It's Tress.
And just like waved at them. Right.
Yep.
And my grandma, who I've never really gotten along with and is probably one of my smallest fans, the opposite of biggest fans. Like, she's not a huge fan. She's
like 5 foot.
Yeah. She's very short. Rocked up a couple of minutes later and she like people walked up to her and was like, oh, hey, Ma, like, blah, blah, blah. And I just stood there, same thing, because I didn't go around to anyone and say hello.
Yeah.
And then she walked up to me a couple of minutes later and she's like, aren't you going to come over and say hello to your grandmother? And I was like, well, I assumed you'd come to me. And you did. And she was like, oh.
That is a power play.
Yeah. I mean, basically, I'm a fuckboy to my grandma.
But start the negging straight away.
2 a.m. text, you up? You want a hug?
the other moment.
Also, can I just say, Em, this story is not painting you in a good picture because you're going, I fucking hate my family. They're always hugging and greeting everyone. I waltz in there, tell everyone to go fuck themselves, and then my nonna has the balls to sell it. Go to hell, nana.
I just don't understand why there's so many niceties around these people that have treated me badly.
Yeah, but when
life.
I go and visit my family, I tend to be that person as well.
Yeah.
I'm the only, my parents and my sister and I are the, growing up, were the only ones who lived in Melbourne. Everyone else lived in Adelaide. So everyone else was super close.
Mm-hmm.
Like grandparents, all cousins and uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
And then we would come over like once or twice a year and spend a week or something with people and just be like this weird extra add-on to a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, that's like the weird sort of thing. And like now we're sort of spread out a bit more. Like there's like one of my cousins lived in South Africa for a while and then America. I think he's in America still at the moment. And like my other cousin lives in Melbourne now and there's people still in Sydney and Adelaide and my grandparents aren't with us anymore. So it's a bit more spread out, but I still think that we are like
the black sheep of the family.
Exactly that. That is what I've always called us. Mm. We are 100% that. So I feel weird going over and being like huggy and close with everyone because it's not.
Yeah. I've never lived in the same state as any of my cousins or anything either. So it is that weird thing where like once or twice a year you see these people and you're expected to like
be the same as everyone else and be real close and
stuff
when you're not.
You're not. Yeah. The other thing that happened is obviously it's a wedding. So there was all place what are they called?
Settings.
Yeah, yeah. Like you had a place to sit.
Yeah. Allocated and seating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so me and my boyfriend were on the like cousins table, which was all just like people our age and their partners.
Sure.
And then next to a couple of tables away from us was the like my family, but the generation above me and like my grandma and stuff. My mom and my grandma have never really
gotten
on. Yeah, this is her mom. They have never really gotten on at all either. Like she moved out when she was 17 and they've always had like a bit of a like shaky relationship, especially compared to like my aunties and uncles.
Yeah. We need a family tree for this episode.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. But basically,
feels like we're trying to take down the Corleones.
Long story short, my cousin, whose wedding it was, had put my mum next to her mum, which is so shitty because everyone knows that their relationship is
not great,
not the best.
Yeah.
And like everyone wants to have fun at a wedding. They don't want to be stuck next to their mum who they know like is going to judge them or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that sucks.
So I went over and I swapped the place cards, right? Yeah. So I moved my mum's cousin, we do need a family tree, to next to my grandma, and I moved my mum.
Let's just use full names.
I just swapped them. I just swapped two cards. And then I went on to MC the wedding.
Yep.
And about 20 minutes into, or maybe half an hour into the reception, I'm in the photo booth taking pictures with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And my auntie, the mum of the bride,
uh-huh,
comes over to me. And
favorite
she's like,
Steve Martin movie.
She's like, hey, you're in trouble. The bride is already mad at you. And I've just started emceeing. So I'm like, fuck, what have I said? What have I said or not said or done that's like...
You started
really
with sup cunts.
Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't have started with sup cunts, but, you know, I have a brand. So I stood there like really defensively. I was like...
Were you the first person to ever get, I object during an MC spot?
Yeah, a whole table as well. They were just chanting. we object.
Yeah. Runaway crowd.
Now that is a good movie.
I like that movie, yeah.
Yeah, so she comes over and I'm like in the photo booth and she's like, the bride is already mad at you. And I'm quite defensive because I've now put a lot of time and energy, at least for this one day, into being the MC for this wedding. So I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, did I say something wrong? Have I said the wrong thing? Oh, she is really cross with you. I'm like,
why?
Yeah, tell me why. Stop. She's like, oh, don't act like you don't know. And I'm like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Like, I'm already like, I'm like about to G up. Like,
yeah,
I'm about
to
be like, what the fuck? Like, just tell me, you know? I hadn't sworn or anything. I was just standing there being like, what is it?
Yep.
And she just kept being like, you know. And my mum's like, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, what is it, right? That goes back and forth for like 3 minutes. I'm getting really agitated because I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because I
and
wanna...
this is all crowd work at the time. Yeah. Well.
I mean, I had a mic in my hand and there was a lot of people chanting, we object, but it was fun. Finally, like I'm like, if you don't want me to MC the wedding, I'll fucking stop. Like, just tell me what has happened, right? And finally she goes, oh, you moved those place cards.
Fucking
are
hell.
You joking? Like, if you know that you've just like, and I'm saying to her, did I say something wrong? Have I forgotten to mention something? Did I get someone's name wrong? Like, what have I done that's upset the bride?
Yeah.
And she like
refuses to tell you what.
For so many beats where I'm like, what? And I'm actually starting to panic. And then all of a sudden, oh, you moved. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, seriously?
I know that people who are planning a wedding put a lot of effort into
the reason
all this stuff.
The reason my mum got sat next to her mum is because my mum said from the last two family weddings, she doesn't like sitting next to her mum. So they did it out of, like, spite.
Oh,
like, they were like,
fuck off.
They were like, oh, it's funny because she said she doesn't like it. And I'm like, it's actually not. It's the opposite of funny. It's fucking mean.
Wow.
Well, now that you mentioned it was out of spite, I agree. Pretty funny. Shouldn't have moved it.
Well, I just...
Sorry, I'll take 5 minutes to say that again so that we can...
Yeah. Be really...
I'll be a little coy about it. You'll never know what I actually think.
Just, yeah.
I don't know. That sort of family dynamic, like...
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it a lot.
Do your family get along?
Yeah.
Tim? Yeah.
Like, we're fine. Like, I get along well with everyone. I get along with my brothers and sisters very well. We always kind of meet up. And we're at the age now where we're all bringing our partners as well.
So that's even more fun because then you've got more people.
Yeah. And we all get along.
Involved.
But yeah, cousins and aunties, you know, we see them at Christmas and Easter and such, but...
That's about it.
Yeah. We're different people.
Yeah.
It's fine. We accept it. Move on. We got our own friends. I was at a wedding recently and I was at two weddings recently. One of them was emceed by my girlfriend.
Nice.
It was about a year ago. And I helped her write some jokes for MC. And I tell you what, watching someone bomb is really fun.
It's hard because...
The writing was fine. It's all in the delivery,
you
know?
Yeah, I was going to say, she's
but
fucked
also,
up.
But also, like, she's not Timothy Clarke. And, like, if you're writing Timothy Clarke...
And she never will be.
Yeah, it's...
no
mean,
one
we've
can
tried
be.
And it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's hard to write a joke for someone else if their voice is, like, very...
Your girlfriend's a performer, though. It's not like she's, you know...
Oh, look, I stand by the joke.
Okay.
It was the crowd that was wrong.
Okay, all right, fine.
There was... Because it was... On her side, like it was her childhood friends that were getting married. And so a lot of her family there know that I do comedy.
Oh.
So there's a lot of speeches going along and telling jokes. And one guy kept going, "Hey, Tim, that was good, right?"
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Uncle Jeff, you're doing fine. Keep going.
That's, that's
I love
like
the
my
looking
uncle.
For approval. Yeah. From the,
my uncle, who was the father of the bride, did a speech. And then after his speech, walked past my table and was like, "Now that is how you do comedy."
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'm not going to go so far as to say I don't like him, but...
Why did you
MC? You begrudgingly gave him $20. He's like, oh, that's a fee for tonight, but, you know, show some respect.
My mum forced me.
Your mum forced you to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't... Well, it's the middle of comedy festival. It was the middle of comedy festival when I did that. I didn't want to miss out on
You also
a
had
show.
To miss out on a Saturday night show, which is, like, one of the biggest selling shows.
I had sold out the last two Saturdays, so, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Didn't get paid. Got
really,
agitated.
Is there any upside to this at all?
There was free alcohol,
free
but I'm regretting that decision today. So, fuck, it's all a lose-lose.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. The after party was at the casino.
Gross.
So, all of the bucks, is that what they're called? All of the...
Groomsmen,
that's it. Weddings, I get them. All of them just
all
went
all the bucks were on the roulette table.
Oh, no.
Money.
I got it.
They all just went gambling and it was like imagine
after a wedding.
Yes,
that's
imagine
so weird.
Imagine being in a like
you
pokey
there just
lounge.
Swapping cards at the blackjack table.
Being in
you're
a
like, I don't know why the dealer's angry.
He won't tell me. Did I hit too early? Did I split? Tell me. I'll never tell.
So it was like them actually gambling and doing what they wanted to do, which was be at the casino. And then
the bride as well?
The bride was sitting there surrounded by other people that were just wanting to drink in literally what was like the middle of the pokies.
Wait, so she wasn't gambling?
No.
That wasn't her choice?
No.
She didn't want to do that?
No.
Well then...
So we're all sitting around with the bride having drinks in literally a pokey section. So there's no like actual tables. We're literally sitting next to pokey machines trying to like congregate as a group.
Oh my God.
Mate, it was fucked. I was like, if that was my wedding night, I would hope she doesn't listen to this, but she definitely won't because they don't support anything I do.
Imagine your first dance being to a jingle.
Yeah, like the cash out noise at the...
Just, I can't. I was going to say something else, but it's too mean.
Yeah, this is being recorded.
Yeah, I know. I forgot that it's not just three friends sitting around having a chat. I've had half a cider. I'm bloody ready to tell all.
Man, I love a wedding.
I do
weddings
like a wedding.
Weddings are
so
fun.
Just don't MC them. That's my number one tip.
No, absolutely not. I've been to like a bunch of weddings and most of them I've been in the bridal party for.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time and like the first time, first four times I was at a wedding, I was in the bridal party. And then the fifth wedding I went to, I was just a guest. And it was so much fun.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, this is what it's meant to be like.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Not being involved at all.
Yeah.
And just being able to eat the food, drink the drinks and hang out.
100%. It was
so
good.
So much better.
Yeah.
Than, I'm really, yeah.
I was very happy to be a bridesmaid and maid of honor for like a bunch of my friends. It was very lovely that they asked
different.
Me. But also, yeah, it did, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get to enjoy the wedding the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, any time you have any part of the formalities, you're fucked because you need to know when stuff's happening, what's happening, who needs to be where.
One of my friends got married at the zoo, in one of the function rooms at the zoo.
In Melbourne?
In Melbourne, yes. And they had their wedding
photos. Is this
your
friend the tapir?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. and they got their wedding photos. Like, we did a whole bunch of them around the zoo, but they got to have their wedding photos with the giraffe because, like, the wife's favorite animal is giraffes.
That's so cool. Which is, how do you make that happen? Do they just have a lot of money? They do.
Really?
No,
long,
not at all. No,
really long selfie stick.
Yeah. No, it's just a thing that the zoo does, and I don't think it's that expensive because they're not that well off. So,
right. Wow.
I don't think it's too, but we actually had to. They're big fans of, and this is, oh my god, they're very, very big.
Here we go. We've got a good story coming up.
This is the scoop.
They're very big fans, or they were very big fans of Ally McBeal.
Right.
Oh,
love that.
Good.
Yeah, big into that.
And one of the scenes out of Ally McBeal.
Dancing Baby?
No, but dancing. Is a scene where all of the people in the workplace, because the big thing about Ally McBeal in like the mid-90s when it was first started, I want to say 1997, was they had a unisex bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like a big plot point. And so in one of the scenes, there's a scene where all of the cast members, the main cast members, do a dance, like in like a proper in
bathroom?
Unison. Dance in the bathroom.
Right.
Yes. And we had to learn that dance and do that dance at the wedding at the zoo.
Wow.
There's probably video of it.
So it was in the bathroom at the zoo?
No, it was just on the dance floor in front of the entire wedding reception. It was how they introduced the bride and groom back
into the...
Right.
So you each had a little part and then you came in and then you were all together.
Yep.
Love that.
Yeah, and then we
must look like a really cramped dance on a dance floor because it was initially in a bathroom.
Yeah. The dance floor wasn't particularly big, so it was pretty cramped. But we had to go to like rehearsals for this. Like,
you nail it?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I did. She had six bridesmaids, and there was five groomsmen and one groomswoman in the whole. So there was 14 of us all up in this. Dance.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Wow.
Yep.
How do you feel about that whole dance in to a thing?
Well, for some reason, in what the
by
year.
By a thing, I mean a wedding.
Yeah. The year that happened, I
weddings
went to.
Weddings acceptable. Funerals, no.
No. I went to one, two, three, four weddings where that happened. One of which I was involved with, three of which I just had to watch.
How many divorces?
None yet.
Wow.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping. Can't wait until that happens.
Why?
I don't know. Just like I have a divorced friend. It sounds so adult.
I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck their feelings. Am I right?
Hey, one of them probably should, but you know, whatever.
Oh my God, which one of Vicky's friends should get divorced?
Is it Lucy Liu?
Yeah.
Is it Robert Downey Jr.? Who else was in that show?
Calista Flockhart.
Yep. Peter... you know, the guy from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah.
Peter McNichol.
Yep. And
anyway.
The guy that played the guy that was named Fish.
Good on you, Fishy.
Yep.
He was also at the wedding.
Yeah.
It was at a zoo.
No, I got it.
This is a comedy podcast.
Yes, it is. And you are crushing it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you been to weird weddings?
Not weird weddings. The last one I went to was, it was like a 2-day event.
Yeah, see that, the country. You told me that. And I was like, really? Like,
how do you like make it 2 days?
Yeah.
We
run us through the schedule.
We arrived
like,
on...
I get destination weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I hate them. Don't do them. They're expensive and everything like that. But like, if you're going to like, Fiji or whatever for your wedding, probably not just a day.
Mm.
It's probably going to be like a few days. But you didn't go that far.
No, it was like a 2-hour drive out to country Victoria, and the family of one of the brides comes from like old money. They have like a mansion out there in the country.
That's
they've got
great.
Acres. So they had this huge backyard. And yeah, they just set up like this tent. And it was like camping.
Mm-hmm.
We enlisted for the glamping option.
Yes, of course, good.
Because we didn't want to set up a tent.
Absolutely.
So they had set up glamping tents as well.
Yeah.
Stop. Did you have to like pay?
Yeah, we paid for the glamping tents.
Wow.
We could have brought our own tents.
I would absolutely pay for that.
Of course, it was great.
I want to go glamping, like proper glamping, like somewhere.
Oh, not just like on the rooftop in the building that's in Melbourne that you can do it?
No, I want to go like into a forest and have like a glamping situation.
Right.
That's a bucket list thing for me.
It was good.
I reckon it's probably pretty easy to make it happen. Off,
yeah, 100%.
You're describing camping.
Yeah. But slightly nicer.
Yeah, I just want nicer camping. That's what I want. I just want to have a fucking mattress when I camp. You know what I mean?
Yep. We had that. It was great. It was fun. We arrived on the Saturday and they had like a big meal at the night and a bit of dancing. Then Sunday was the actual wedding itself.
Yeah,
right.
And then everyone went home Monday.
Right.
It was beautiful. So it was fantastic.
Saturday was like chill. Like no one was getting like lit. They were just like hanging around.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was arriving at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Setting up.
I guess it's just so
dinner.
It's not rushed. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Because otherwise we would have to start driving at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
We went on great hikes. I approve of that. That's fine.
Yeah. Hiked around a giant crater out in the
Lismore. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's cool.
When did you have time for that?
Sunday morning before the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. I would
That's
have slept.
Very productive. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
No, I didn't want to.
Love that.
No, fair enough. But you got to do what you got to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was a real Zach Galifianakis movie that day. Hangover.
There we go.
We've done it.
We've done it. Comedy gold.
I love it. Yeah, well, no. I mean, it is what it is. But a hike is also a good thing, I guess.
No. I mean, sometimes.
I like hiking, I think.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great. I learned a lot.
About?
Walking.
Yeah. How bad I am at it.
I had to use a walking stick.
Yeah.
Did you actually have a walking stick?
We had like a little hiking thing.
So if you're not into hiking, how do you have this equipment?
They gave it to you.
Part of the glamping.
The yeah.
Stop. So like a bunch of people went, not just you.
Yeah.
So that was like a thing on the itinerary.
Yeah. It was like an actual scientific tour walk of this crater.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Then. That sounds
That's awesome. So it was just like another little activity for you guys to do.
Yeah.
A big activity, not really that little.
Was it
and
great?
Then you get home, have a shower, get ready for the wedding.
Yeah.
Was there showers?
Yeah.
Cool.
Not good. Not good ones.
Like outdoor ones or?
Yeah. Or like, like portaloos.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that.
Oh, wait. No. Sorry. They were at Portaloo. I washed. I came out looking very blue.
Sick.
Oh, nah.
Hell yeah.
I need a proper bathroom. Sorry.
Yeah. The toilet situations were not well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
If anyone spewed, that would be really a nightmare.
Yeah.
Someone did a child spewed during the vows.
No, like a baby?
A baby spewed,
yeah. Right.
Yes. Like right up the front.
I love children involved in weddings. This wedding yesterday.
No, hate them.
It's funny though. Like yesterday, the bride's, the flower girl was my second cousin and whatever.
Yeah.
And so she's maybe, I'm going to say 6 or
okay,
7.
That's an okay
And
age.
She walked down the aisle, like from the beginning of the aisle to the end of the aisle with her head down, holding the flowers and just refusing to look up or smile at anyone.
Great.
Like just literally just
shy?
Like with a mission, like, no, she's usually really outgoing and like loves to dance in front of people and stuff.
Yeah.
But in this situation, she was just like,
no,
the whole time. And I was like, that is my favorite part of this whole ceremony. Like that is funny.
The last wedding that I was involved with, I was the maid of honor and it was, they already had one child at that time and he at the time he would have been three or four ish too young to be involved
to be married
I know, right? Not okay. And he was technically the ring bearer, but because he's so young they didn't actually give him the proper rings. They just had like a pillow with something I don't know what the fuck it was on it, and he
burger rings
probably to be honest. And he walked down and just like, and then at the, got to the end and just threw the thing into the lake that they were getting married next to.
Very lucky they didn't have the actual rings.
No chance. So they got married on like their, my friend's parents' farm, which has like this big dam thing out the back, and they got married and looked beautiful. It was very nice. But yeah, he just threw everything into there and he's wearing like a very cute little suit and everything. And once we, okay, so this wedding, talking about wedding entrances, my friend's dad has built a miniature railway around their property, but like miniature in the fact that you can like you can ride on the train around the
property. So it's not that
property.
Miniature.
Like not like a tiny one, but like yeah, it's big enough for like it's like a kid's ride sort of size.
Mm-hmm. Like that one in the Dandenongs or whatever wherever it is.
Are you talking about Puffing Billy?
Yeah, Puffing
that
Billy.
That is a real train.
Oh, it's like a full size train.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
But if we're gonna talk about Puffing Billy, the first wedding that I ever went to that I was in thing, we
I thought it was a miniature train.
No. We went and did the all
You've
the
just
photos.
Been looking at pictures and being really small.
We went and did the
I
photos.
I feel offended by that. Too.
At Puffing Billy. So
I'm just surprised that you didn't know Puffing Billy was. Oh, well, you're not from Melbourne.
No, yeah, no.
No, Puffing Billy is a real train.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's like if I said, you know, the Harbour Bridge was big size.
Yeah.
It's only small, right?
Yeah, it's tiny.
It's only across a creek.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sydney Creek Bridge.
Yes, Sydney Creek Bridge. Yeah, the first wedding I went to, we did photos of Puffing Billy, which was, and they got the Puffing Billy, like, to actually, like, blow the steam and everything like that. So there's, like, all this steam in the photos. They actually look kind of cool. But whatever. This, yeah.
Everyone's hair's real frizzy.
Yeah.
Glasses are fogged up.
Yep. Yep. All, like, me and the bride both had glasses. So that, yeah, actually, that is a thing.
Well, it just looks like cool sunglasses now.
So cool. Yeah, but we actually entered the wedding on this. So we got on the miniature train at one end and we rode from like the house to where the dam was on this miniature train and then had to get out and walk down the aisle.
Wow.
And then...
Did you get done for fare evasion?
Yeah, I did. I've got a few fines that are stacked up at the moment from that. But... Yeah, thinking about it now, I've done some real fucked wedding entrances.
I think Jesus. That sounds cool.
I mean, it was very them. Like, they, like, it was, you know, like, it's her dad's thing, and her dad spent the entire time that we were, like, in university building this thing.
That's pretty cool.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has, cool. Like, he charges, like, on weekends, they get families come down, and he charges admission and stuff like that. Like, it's a thing now. So,
oh, wow.
But it goes like across part of the dam and it goes around it and it goes over this bridge bit of it and everything. It's like, it's nuts. But
that's pretty cool. You've you've created your own like sort of theme park.
Theme park just around a farm.
Yeah. I think that's pretty sick. I want to go actually.
Yeah. We
Sounds
can go.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
How
can
far
we
away
get
is
a
it?
3-day super pass?
it's down near Frankston.
Right. So not that far.
No,
so
not
we'll
that
have
far.
To take a train.
Yeah, we'll have to take a train.
All right.
To get on the train.
I'm not going there. I have to take 2 trains to get there.
Yeah. But yeah, I can make it happen if you want to go on
you
the train.
Come, Tim?
Yeah. I guess in summation, stand-up is going well.
I want to go on
Comedy.
This train. Yeah, but back to kids in wedding ceremonies. Mm-hmm. After he threw the stuff into the dam, he just continued to just play with like the leaves that were on the ground the whole time. Just yelling, screaming, would not stop talking. They're trying to do the vows and they're like, you know, yelling his name, being like, shut up. And I had to be like, I had to take him away and like walk away for a bit. And then I had to come back to like sign the registry thing and be like, okay, someone else take him now. Yeah, no kids in weddings. Well, no young children in weddings.
Yes. Yes. Not a fan of them.
Of kids in general? Yeah, me neither.
Oh, they're fine, they're cute.
Some
I mean, in weddings.
No,
you know,
don't do it.
Make it teenage onwards.
You reckon?
Even that.
Well, okay, so my friend
are
had
be wanting to
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so this is the thing. My friend's
They're gonna
be now
eating
husband,
Tide Pods and playing the Switch.
My friend's now husband has a child from a previous relationship who would have been 12 or 13 when they were getting married. And he just said, no, I don't want to be in it. Like, not, he doesn't have anything against my friend. Like,
he's just like, I can't be fun.
He's just, I don't want to be part of the wedding. So I can't imagine too many teenagers are like, yeah, let me in the wedding. I want to be part of it.
Yeah. When I was younger,
God, being a teenager, a wedding would be the fucking worst thing.
Oh,
you can't get drunk.
Yeah.
You hate dancing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You hate
you're
your
at
family.
Kid's table.
You definitely hate your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely at the children's table as well.
As a child, you are at the child's table.
Wow. You're not appreciating free food.
Nope. Because all your food is free.
Get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Weddings. Get out of this house once in a while. Make something of yourself.
Oh, my God. It's my stepdad.
Yeah, you've really grown into this role.
I like
nice.
It.
Yeah. You're crushing it. Mm.
Great.
I feel exactly how I should, which is like wrong.
Yeah, like you fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a mistake.
Well, you did ask me to be on, so you did in a way fuck up.
Not at all.
No. Tim, you're a great guest.
Third timer.
Wow.
Fourth.
Fourth?
Well, you were on a live show last year.
Yeah.
So, this will be the fourth, yeah.
Fourth time.
Yeah.
I think you might be the first four time.
Wow. Maybe.
Right? I think so.
Yeah, you might be actually. Yeah, I think you're winning.
Well, how about that, huh?
Because
I've been on BRI with your mates, guys, 17 times.
Jesus.
Have you actually been on 17 times?
17 or 18. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think I've been on six. I've made it to the sixth club of that podcast.
I've been on once, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
I think twice.
Yeah.
Well. Looks like somebody is in a good position to fill in when people drop out a lot.
He probably has you on like speed, the Facebook equivalent of speed dial.
Messenger.
Shit.
Just the your favorites up the top of Messenger.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand things. Billy Bill. What is it? Puffy.
What did you Billy say? Bill?
Billy Bill. Shit. This is hard cider. It is fucking me up.
This is my impression of Billy Bill's mother. William Bill is in trouble.
Shit.
What were you going to say, Tim?
I can't remember.
Cool. I love it. Good content.
I was going to say, I'm aiming for 18 appearances on this one now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to outdo. But you'll keep doing these, but you'll also keep doing Beer Eye. So you'll have
Well, you got to get me in more on this one then.
Every week he's a new co-host.
It's
Vic and Em and Tim's Comedy Gems.
Yeah.
Don't forget Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that better.
It's Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Don't forget Tim.
Yeah. Perfect.
I only watched the first half of the Poochie episode of Simpsons, so I'm assuming everyone loved him.
Yeah. It went really well.
Sick.
Now, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I have not come up with a would you rather.
Oh, my God.
So, and I'm not going to.
What?
No, I've just decided.
You've just decided.
I've just decided. Today is the day that I...
You put more effort into emceeing that wedding yesterday.
Yeah. Would you rather
every
day you have to go into a photo booth and have a fake mustache and do 10 different photo booth pictures before you can leave your house?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather every wedding you go to from now has a child involved? Two children involved?
Because the first option.
Yes.
When you were saying it sounded fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just 10 photos a day.
Yeah.
And it's in my house.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
But the convenience of not having to do that versus. I'm taking a guess. I'm saying any wedding I'm going to go to anyway is already going to have kids.
True.
Involved in the wedding?
Yeah.
Most people have at least a flower girl or a ring bearer.
Yeah. Yeah,
and even if they don't, and there's only two kids to make fun of.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We're talking about
I guess it. If it's my not your wedding,
Tim
it's just
loves
funny.
Making fun of kids.
True.
They're just so easy targets.
Yeah,
they are.
You want to bully someone.
Down. Punch down.
Exactly. You want to bully someone that, you know, has a couple more years for it to sink in.
Exactly. You want to scar them from an early age.
Yeah.
Make it really, really painful. Later on.
I'm being paid off by therapists in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping me in business. Thanks, pal.
All right. We have one final question.
All right.
That's
who would I turn gay for?
Yeah.
Say hi to your mum for me. I'm
Rod. But you've already answered the Spider-Man question.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on Thor?
The character or the movies? Both?
Or both.
I'm fine. This is not going to come out for a while,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're a couple of weeks away from Endgame.
I was
going to
say,
out.
This is definitely coming out after Endgame, so who knows?
Yeah. And to celebrate, we're going to make this a 3-hour session of
the
podcast.
Yep.
We can't go pee. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't watched Captain Marvel yet, but I'm hoping to get to that next weekend.
Nice.
And it's pretty good.
Check
I liked
out,
it.
Yeah. Okay, check out Avengers afterwards.
Yeah.
What do you think about how Thor is meant to be incredibly strong?
Yeah.
Because he can like lift the hammer.
Yeah.
But also he gets his fucking ass kicked.
No,
all
he's
the
not
time.
Incredibly strong because he can lift the hammer. He's just the chosen one who can lift it.
So he's pure of heart.
Yes.
Which right. In the means that he can pick it up.
Yeah. It's not a strength thing.
Right. So he's a dud as like his hammer.
I mean, he
without
is very
hammer,
strong.
Shit.
No, he yeah. no, he's the god of lightning and
Have
thunder.
You seen Chris Hemsworth?
Oh wait, sorry. His shit before he gets that new superpower, which is like,
yeah, when he finally realized that he yes. actually has power inside
oh,
him.
Oh, I think that was a plot.
Yeah, because he was like, "I'm nothing without my hammer," and his dad, yeah. who's about to die, was like, "No, you the hammer
yeah.
just helps
yeah,
you."
Yeah, I remember that now.
And then he made that axe.
Yeah,
man,
exactly.
Ragnarok's a good movie.
Oh, I really liked Ragnarok.
I must have paused it halfway through and then be like, "Man, Thor's shit," and then forgotten that I watched the rest of it, which is like, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah,
I like Thor.
Yeah.
Is that you just watch the first half of movies all the time?
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, her attention span suggests yes.
Hmm. I'm very busy.
Halfway through JFK. Wow. What a president.
All right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. That's enough. I'm tired now.
Wow. Yep. Thank you so much for being on, Tim Park.
Hey, thank you guys for being on my podcast, Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Thanks again for the listeners. If you want, like, subscribe, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Vic M Comedy Gems. Just Comedy Gems.
Yep.
Just follow along. Please don't interrupt I'm doing my plugs.
Sorry.
Guest.
Sorry.
Thank you very much from me, Vicky Hanlon. Thank you. And thank you from me, Emily Trestor. Thank you. And thank you to the guest, Timothy Clark. How do I get out of this room? I've been Vicky and Em. You've been my favorite comedy gems. Keep sparkling in the tiara of life.
Oh,
gross.
I love that.
No, we're not adopting that.
And as we say at the end, don't stop, don't you dare stop. I can see your finger on the stop button. Don't you dare. 3 hours. As we say at the end of every Comedy Gems. Hey, follow Chimp Cop on Twitter. @ Mr. Timothy Clark on Twitter as well. Great stuff.
We say that at the end of every single episode.
Every single episode.
Oh, say can you see?
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.